Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Total Dudes with Zyguy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Zyguy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Zyguy and Rex. It's time.
Greetings and welcome to Total Dudes with Zyguy and Rex, the only show where two total dudes review one total diva show and delight the entire world. I am not one of the aforementioned dudes. I'm the head man of Zubazistan. I am the host of the Undisputed Wrestling Show. I am the Mark with the microphone in the Central Indiana area. I am Zane, the bearded wonder Paisley. And joining us, as always, on this arduous journey of a nightmare, the host of Turnbuckle Turmoil, the host of Sign of the Times, the host of Sign Guys Wrestling Show, the Scott Kahn to my David Arquette, so let's get ready to rumble, the genius known only as Sign Guy. How you doing tonight, Sign Guy?
Doing very well. Are you excited to be the guest host and the very first ever guest-hosted Total Dudes?
Well, I am. I've got to believe that the only reason that I was asked is because I was the Total Diva Olympian, and one of the greatest honors of my life. So I'm very excited to be on the show tonight, and I'm overwhelmed with joy.
Your kids are probably looking at you in a whole new light. They're probably going into school tomorrow telling everyone their dad got to guest host Total Dudes. It took 40 episodes. Finally, we needed a guest host. And not only was it because you were the Total Diva Olympian, you're also free tonight.
Yeah, I guess that's why Beth Sharp wasn't asked. That's probably why QT wasn't asked. That's probably why Winky Face Jonak wasn't asked. So I was free tonight, so I got the call.
It didn't hurt.
So what's the scuttlebutt, Sign Guy? What's the talk around the tea kettle?
Well, this past Sunday down in Portland, Paul Moonshine, you know Paul Moonshine.
Oh, I'm a huge fan, and I feel for him with his ex-wife being Miss Piggy and all.
That's true. He was brutally assaulted by Dancing Tommy Celsius. Dancing Tommy Celsius threw a bag of cocaine right in his eyes and then piledrove him.
Well, he probably wasn't feeling too bad, though, if he had all the cocaine in his face.
Well, I don't know, because it mostly went in his eyes. But
he
was pile-driven. It was like Jerry Lawler pile-driving Andy Kaufman. I've not seen nor heard from Paul since. I don't know his condition, but it can't be good. It just can't be.
Did they have to lifeline him out of the arena?
I think an ambulance was called. We definitely stretchered him out. We had the neck collar and the stretcher. He was in convulsions at one point in time.
Oh, my. What are his son and nephew going to do to seek revenge?
Well, actually, they're both his sons are...
Oh, I'm sorry. I was confused. I forgot that he has sons. He has many sons from around the country.
He does. He also has a nephew. You were correct. His nephew currently waiting out a 30-day suspension. He was suspended for 30 days just a couple of weeks ago from NWA Blue Collar. But his son, LB, got on the microphone, demanded in 2 weeks' time that Tommy Celsius face him and put up the NWA Blue Collar Heavyweight Championship.
Was that match granted?
It looks like it is set in stone. LB Moonshine, despite a few efforts and a lot of chicanery, countouts, disqualifications on the part of Tommy Celsius, looks like he gets another crack at the title. And I'm sure JB Moonshine, not a happy man. He was beside himself with grief.
Oh, my.
But on happier news, I'm trying this new ginger peach tea. It's delightful. I tried the ginger lemon. The ginger lemon wasn't my favorite, not by a long stretch. But this Stash's ginger peach, I like it.
What are the redeeming qualities of the ginger peach?
Well, I'm not a huge fan of peach, but it's just got sort of a hint of the peach, much more on the ginger, but the ginger not overpowering like in the lemon.
Excellent, excellent. Now, does Mrs. Sign Guy drink tea with you?
She does drink tea, yes.
I've been wondering, I've been thinking about this a lot lately, probably too much. So when you and Mrs. Sign Guy sit down for your evening and perhaps watch the Muppet Show or something like that, and you both want some tea, do you make individual cups and put the tea bags in it, or do you brew a kettle and then refill it at the table?
Well, generally speaking, she brews it a cup at a time. I'll make a pitcher of it and keep it in the refrigerator. That's usually what I have, and then she'll just brew individual cups.
Oh, so you're more of a cold tea fan, huh?
Well, I do enjoy a hot tea, but I'd say the bulk of the time, I'm drinking the cold tea.
Okay. I've got in my hand right now a box of Bigelow Vanilla Chai Black Tea that I might have later on, probably after the show, because right now I am drinking Lagunitas Brown Sugar Substitute Ale, and it is very tasty, and it is 8% alcohol by volume. That's a strong beer.
That is. I have had said Bigelow Vanilla Chai Tea. I thought it was absolutely delicious. It was one of my favorites.
Well, it's something to look forward to. Plus, it also comes with a free tea bag of Bigelow Constant Comment, which is just one of their classics.
Absolutely. Do you also get the little toy in that? Because a lot of time Bigelow throws in the little tiny miniatures.
I have not seen it yet. It's not opened yet, so I will have to let you know later on.
We can all look forward to that report.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. Maybe. Well, I've heard rumor for next week's episode of Total Dudes that perhaps making a reappearance, and you know she has time for it because she's a time traveler, JoJo the Time Traveling Mole Baby will be on for episode 42. She promised you that, right?
She did give us her word. And I'm not going to doubt JoJo, the time-traveling mole baby, no matter how many times Kevin Owens yells at her in a given interview.
Hey. So, what's the deal? Why am I on tonight? Why isn't Rex, the top punk of pop punk, on? Does he have some sort of gig going on tonight?
My understanding is he had to take over at work and run a shift at work and was unable to complete his duties here tonight on Total Dudes. But after the NXT from London, I think he's doing that gig probably about 13 and a half beers into his day.
Now, don't spoil it for me. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. I had my shoot job today that I had to be at. And then obviously preparing for this big show tonight.
I have not watched it either. I had some packages to ship out and had to go down to the post office, and that's not a quick process. Not a quick process at all.
So something in the news lately that I wanted to ask you about, since you're the big NBA fan, what are your thoughts on Rajon Rondo apologizing to NBA referee Bill Kennedy? Have you been following this story?
I have. I've been a Rajon Rondo fan since he was at the University of Kentucky. Still a big fan of Rondo. I think probably this whole thing got blown out of proportion because I'm sure the exact same phrase came out of the mouth of hundreds of players over the last 50 years of the NBA, but they just didn't have the scrutiny on them. They didn't have the backlash on it. Rondo probably just in the wrong place at the wrong time, using the wrong phrase, I think.
So you're condoning what he said. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying that it was probably a situation where he said something that other players have said countless times without thinking, and then, you know, there is a big backlash. The referee was like, hey, you've hurt me because of this. Most referees just say technical and go on about their lives.
Okay. Well, I did have an opportunity last night on the Undisputed Wrestling Show to speak with the NWA Pacific Northwest champion, talking to his opponent this coming weekend, Bad Blood, talking to the NWA Continental champion, the Morningstar Will Huckabee. That is a big match coming up on Sunday, isn't it?
It really is. It's going to be the biggest night of the entire year for the NWA Blue Collar Wrestling. They've been gearing up for this for weeks. We not only have title versus title, winner take all, Huckabee and Bad Blood, also the NWA Pacific Northwest television title at stake, Moose Morrow against Lone Star, which should be phenomenal. You also have a triple threat match for the NWA Pacific Northwest tag team titles. The champions, the Moonshine Brothers, defend against both the Faction as well as the team of Emperor Void and Darkness. And that should be monumental because the Moonshiners defeated the Faction a couple of weeks ago. The Faction had kidnapped Paul, and they were granted a rematch under duress because they threatened to do bodily harm to Paul, who was tied up with jumper cables and duct tape at the time. And the team of Emperor Void and Darkness actually went to a double countout this past Sunday with the Moonshiners. So there's a lot of history there, a lot of bad feelings between the three teams. It should be a Donnybrook.
You've actually been clotheslined by jumper cables in the past, haven't you?
I was. J.B. Moonshine and Petrov had a singles match, and when they were fighting over the jumper cables, I was attempting to get them to not use the jumper cables, and then in the melee, they clotheslined me with jumper cables. I was assaulted by auto accessory.
That is no good. Especially jumper cables. I could see getting hit with a tire iron or something. That would be tough. But jumper cables?
It's Petrov's preferred procurement of positive pain.
I guess that makes sense. All right. So what else is going on in the world right now? What are you guys talking around the water cooler about?
Well, around the water cooler, we're just all concerned about poor Paul Moonshine. Hopefully, he thought the hot nurse needed stat, and hopefully Casey Carlisle dressed up in a hot nurse's outfit and rushed to his bedside. Because that would make anyone feel better, I think.
Yes. Now, a friend of ours, two friends of ours, had a baby this on Monday. Half of Team Bad Knees, I believe, Troy Miller and Missy Liz, had Bam Brody Adam Miller with Casey Carlisle, one of the hot nurses that was there to help deliver him.
I cannot confirm it, but that would be amazing if she was. And actually, both of them are members of Team Bad Knees, Troy Miller and Miss Liz, both with bad knees.
Right. I was saying half of the team, though, because aren't there two other members of the team?
Oh, well, actually, there's more than that. You have myself. You have Cameron Starr. You have Amazing Maria and Winky Face Jonak.
Okay. All right. Well, I might start my own faction, Team Bad Back or something, because I'm sure that there are a lot of tough guys out there with bad backs.
It's one of the prices you pay in the sports entertainment business.
The sports entertainment business, huh? That's what we're calling it?
We might as well.
Okay, in March, I've got another faction that I'm trying to put together. Thought of this a few months ago when I was talking on when I was interviewing Zach Gowen. He is going to be at Heroes and Legends in Fort Wayne in March. And DJ Zima Ion is going to be there too. I'm hoping that we get to put together the Z-Pack.
Aha!
Think that would be a good team?
I think it would. And hopefully the Z-Pack will be wearing Zubaz.
Oh, I know this Z-Pack member would.
Think how great it would be if that was the official sponsor of Team Z-Pack.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing. All right. Anything else you want to talk about before we start talking about Total Divas?
I think that's all that's going on around the water cooler since the Muppets is on hiatus until January.
Now, I heard that they are going to be having a new showrunner on the show, so it's going to be a little bit different when they come back.
That's the rumor. Now, the last show, which was last week, that was a real tearjerker because you had to feel for poor Fozzie Bear.
Yeah, didn't his girlfriend dump him or something? I was half drunk when I watched it.
Yes, she broke up with him, and Kermit was of no help because Fozzie's like, well, you dumped Piggy. You didn't get dumped, so you can't relate. So it took Piggy to make things right, and they were able to hash everything out over the phone, and she took him back.
Well, that's sweet, I guess.
Yeah, it led to a little bit of uncomfortableness between Piggy and Kermit at the end, but, you know, what can you do? You got to think of Fozzie first, because he is the opening act.
That is so true and poetic right there. All right, you want to get on with this? You want to hit the music?
Oh,
dialogue where we watch a scene, transpose or transcribe said scene, and act it out just for you listeners at no extra cost. Tonight, Sign Guy will be portraying the role of Naomi or Trinity, and I will be Trinity's mother, Gracie. Sign Guy, take it away.
Get us there safe now.
I ain't doing nothing wrong. It's pretty normal procedure, hopefully. Everything will go well. You'll be in and out. That'll be a lot more convenient.
Definitely. For me.
Yeah.
I haven't told John where I'm going this morning, so hopefully when he finds out about it, he won't be too upset.
He's not aware? Sign Guy, what is this?
This was a scene where Trinity was driving with her mother to the doctor. She decided to get an implant that would prevent her from becoming pregnant for 3 years. And the mother had no idea that Trinity hadn't discussed it at all with John. The mother was just driving along thinking, oh, this will be really convenient. You won't be forgetting anything. Be great. And then Trinity's like, oh, yeah, hopefully John won't find out because he's not been told. And then poor Jenny, the mother, or Gracie, rather, was just beside herself. She was like, what have I gotten into? What has my mother done?
Well, and I love the fact that she had this thing put in her arm, and it's perfectly fine to get those things in. If they showed it on camera, it didn't look like it hurt very much. But she had scheduled training session at the WWE Performance Center later that day with the bandage on it, knowing that John Uso was going to be there. What sense did that make?
Very little. And I mean, to be fair, I don't know if it was the same day or if it was maybe the next day, but Trinity had been studying previous Total Diva episodes, and she says, well, it looks like Natalia and the Bellas and Ariane all think that their men are completely stupid and have an IQ of an avocado, so maybe I'll get lucky and John will be like that for a couple of days. And so I think that was her thinking, and then she got in there and she realized, oh no, John can actually see, and he has at least the intelligence of a very slow preschooler. I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, the big purple bandage didn't give anything away, did it?
No, and to be fair, Gracie did try to warn her. She's like, how are you going to explain this bandage? And Trinity was like, well, maybe you just won't notice it. Won't notice the big purple bandage covering my arm.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And when you said that she must have been studying past episodes of Total Divas, I thought you were going with the best place to have a conversation is in the ring at the WWE Performance Center.
Well, sometimes that works, but if you'll remember, it got really comfortable for old Fandango, and TJ was in the ring at the Performance Center with Natalia and Eva Marie in there. Things got tense.
That is true. That is true. Did you? I know that you like to look for cameos in the background. Did you see the same cameo in the background of the Performance Center that I saw?
I saw a couple of little brief cameos. Who did you see?
I saw Aiden English adjusting a turnbuckle in the background.
Very nice.
I don't think it warranted him to be on my top, but I enjoyed seeing him there.
I believe that might be his only appearance in the series.
Well, they should correct that. maybe who should Aiden English start dating? Who would be a good match for him?
I think they should bring back Layla L and match her and Aiden English together.
That wouldn't be bad. I think that she left because she got married. I don't know if that would work. I would say that maybe Paige should go for an old-fashioned guy and start dating Aiden English.
Does he wear leather jackets, though? Because if not, she may not be attracted.
Well, he's not fat, so he doesn't need the fat camo.
Yeah, but look at who all she's dated on this show so far. They've all had the fat camo.
Okay, well, maybe he can tweak his gimmick a little bit. Sami Callihan has left NXT, so he's not he wears a leather jacket, so he's not around. Plus, I think, wasn't he with Jessica Havoc anyway?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so in this episode, Brie Bella said it's not bad to fool around with someone at work, and you know, of course, she is now married to Bryan Danielson. Her sister is with John Cena. Trinity is with John Fatu. Let's see, who else on the show is dating? I think that's about it, right? As far as
let's see, you have. For the most part, I think that's right. Vinity like hangs around WWE quite a bit, but he's not actually a member of the roster.
Right. So and now Brie and Nicole's mother is engaged to Johnny Ace, which I find fascinating.
Forgot a major one: Natalya and TJ.
Oh yes, I'm sorry. That is a major one. I'm sorry about that. I know that they listen every week, and they were on pins and needles waiting for the guest host Zane to mention them, and I totally botched that up. I'm sorry.
They probably do listen every week because I think Derek Mack got them all on board.
I believe so. I believe so. So I was wondering, Sign Guy, who is your top favorite wrestling couple?
Of all time or just currently, what are we going with?
I would say all time.
All time. Top wrestling couple. Now, hopefully the family won't get too mad at me because there's some bad feelings, but I'd have to go with Eddie Gilbert and Missy Hyatt.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. That's a top one. That's real good. I'm going to say, even though they did not end well together, I'm going to say Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth. Miss Elizabeth, not Troy Miller's Miss Elizabeth, but Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth. So
another long time couple.
I was thinking Woman and Chris Benoit. Well, too soon?
I don't know if it's too soon, but yeah, that one definitely didn't end well.
Yeah, no, it did not. Neither did Lex Luger and Elizabeth. So, all right, let's get on to happier things. Who did you hate on this episode?
My number one most hated. We're going number one, right?
Yeah, hey, it's your show.
All right, well, I'm making sure. One I hated the most, and hopefully Rex Razor Sharp, when he hears this, will be in agreement. Brie Bella, by a very, very, very wide margin.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Well, Brie Bella this week, she was just horrible. The first thing we see is her and Daniel Bryan sitting at home, and she's got all these invitations made out of wood and everything. She's going through all these, and she's like, oh, we have to figure out how we kiss at the wedding. And Brian's not taking it seriously at all. He's just like, I don't care. I'll just mock her, and she's getting all upset. She's like, oh, we could do it TJ and Natty style, and he's like, oh, but then people won't think we're really in love. Just totally taking a cheap shot at those two guys for no reason whatsoever. And then she's all about this wedding. They go dress shopping. Nikki shows up late because she doesn't really want to be there and see it because it kind of upsets her. And then Bree's like, oh, Nikki should be here. She should be here watching me put on this dress, and she should be here watching me put on this dress. She shouldn't have a life of her own. She shouldn't be stuck in traffic. She should be here. Well, I'm sure the cousin and the mother that were there probably not feeling too good about themselves at that point, because they're like, well, we sacrificed our day to watch you put on clothes. What about us? And then Bree takes Nikki to get a bridesmaid dress, and Nikki wants to wear just whatever slutty looking dress she can find just to make a point. And Bree's like, no, too much of a slut coming from a broad that didn't wear pants at the grocery store last week. You're going to have to wear something natty-fied. And Nikki was just not happy at all. So then they go to the gym, and they're supposed to be working out. And while Nikki is trying to lift heavy objects and do box jumps, which if you ask Dylan Bostic can be very painful if you mess up, all Bree wants to do is ask questions about the wedding. She's like, oh, you're doing barbell snatches? What do you think about this collar for the tablecloth on the table where the guest will sit? And Nikki finally had to throw her out of the gym because she wouldn't focus on working out. She just wanted to talk about this wedding. And when Nikki said, no more wedding talk at the gym, Bree's like, oh, well, where do you think the guests should sit? Should we group these people together or these people together? She is oblivious to it. And then she followed Nikki to Nikki's house. And she's like, I know you only have one day a week at home, and you have like 5 hours where you can sit and relax, but here's my thousands of invitations I want you to stuff in envelopes and put stamps on. Who does that to a person? And Nikki just flips out. Yeah, Nikki's just
twine around, but she called it yarn. That really upset me.
It was very upsetting, the whole thing. And eventually, Bree apologizes, and she's like, oh, I shouldn't have focused your entire life on my wedding, I guess. I'm sorry. And they're doing this weird hug, and it's just the most uncomfortable-looking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. I actually had Bree as my number one most hated off, though. She was the worst person. Since I'm filling in for X, I'll say it. She's a narcissist. The time when she called twine, when she called it yarn, for some reason that just got in my craw. I hated that. I thought it was funny when she said, you know, aren't my invitations cool? They're made out of wood. And Nicole's like, well, do you think that they cut down trees for this? And she's like, oh, no, it's recycled. There's no way that they have recycled wood made into invitations. That was just ridiculous. So they are hurting the environment. They're killing trees just for their wedding invitations. And also another thing that really pissed me off that Bree said, and I hate this because you encounter this at work all the time. You encountered this in high school. When somebody walks in the room and says, what were you guys talking about? She said that to Nicole, and that just really pissed me off. I hate when people do that. Has anybody ever said that to you?
On occasion.
Doesn't that just piss you off? If I wanted to talk in front of you, I would have talked in front of you. So maybe I was talking about you, sign guy. What are you going to do about it?
Well, apparently, go and talk about you with someone else as revenge, because that's what Bree Bella would do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she would.
And she was also the one that drug up the like clips of the old story they had on, I'm not even sure which WWE show it was, where a very fresh to the company Daniel Bryan was being wooed by both Bellas. I thought that was kind of horrible, but yet they showed it because Brie Bella was flashbacking as an example to Summer. That was awful, I thought.
I don't know. I kind of enjoyed it. That was some early Daniel Bryan stuff from the WWE. I thought that it would have been even funnier if they would have had Gail Kim on there. But I think that she ended up being his love interest on the show, wasn't she?
I believe you're right.
I am right. You don't have to look it up. I'm right. All right. So who was your second most hated?
Second, I had Trinity. Now,
we are two for two, my brother.
Normally, Trinity makes my top three. It's rare that she'd be in the bottom, but she was just unbelievable in this episode as far as how bad she was. They start off, and John's just wanting to get into the cookie, and Trinity's like, "You're not touching my cookie or my potatoes." Because, no, it's like I keep forgetting my pills because I can't remember a thing, apparently. And John's like, "Well, I don't care if you do end up pregnant." And she's like, "Nope, not doing that. Definitely not. Not going to happen here. You're just going to have to get blue balled for the rest of your life because I can't remember to take a pill." Who does that to a guy?
Mean women, I guess.
It's like, I could see, you know, or she forgot once, but she makes it seem like she forgets every day of her life, like she's never remembered to take one of those pills ever. So she just wanted him to go years of his life without any of the cookie or the potatoes.
That is mean. That is mean, not giving up the cookie or the potatoes. I had Trinity as my number two also. I actually had my notes that she was trying to blame John because she couldn't remember to take a daily pill. That's I don't know, that's not good. You know, and she went and made family planning decisions without her husband. Now, she kept saying, "Oh, it's my right as a woman. It's my..." Yeah, it's your right as a woman, but... You know, it's also common courtesy to involve your partner on those sort of things. Wouldn't you agree?
You would think so. And not only did she not tell him, she tried to deceive him. She basically just wore this rap and she's like, "Oh, yeah, maybe he'll be too stupid to figure it out." So she was hoping he would think it was like a new piece of her gear or she got a tattoo or something. So she was just banking on him being really stupid. So she's not only not courteous, she's really insensitive.
Well, Ed, I got a question for you. Team Bad, that she's currently aligned with, are now aligned with the New Day. The New Day have been feuding with the Usos. It's in WWE canon that those two are married because they've helped each other out on Raw and on SmackDown. What sense does that make? Can't she just say, "No, I'm not with you, New Day"?
That's kind of a gray area because they openly acknowledge the marriage on the TV shows, especially since Uso was caller commentator through the entire summer, and they talked about the marriage. But if you'll remember, Trinity once got so mad she shoot Hurricane Rana'd him.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and he got mad at her for hanging out with the Miz or whatever. Remember when
that's
the Miz
true, yeah.
The Miz was going to get her an audition with a talent scout. And he didn't want his wife to be successful in her chosen field. So, I don't know. it's craziness to me. I did also, I'm reviewing my notes right here on an actual note card, and there was another cameo in the show later on in the arena. Do you know who I'm thinking of right here?
I'm guessing it's not AJ Lee.
No, it was in the crowd.
Uh-huh.
It was TLC's Chili in the front row.
Was she?
Yes, they showed her. She's a huge WWE fan.
Now, can we confirm if T-Boz is also a fan?
I've never seen T-Boz at an event, but I've seen Chili at several events on the television. I can't wait until they do something for Total Divas in L.A. and we get to see Rick Rubin in the crowd. That would be amazing. Or even maybe backstage.
That would be. Maybe Rick Rubin slipping his card to Trinity.
Ooh. That's true. Or Cameron. They're both
Yes. Excellent
things. All right. Who else did you hate on this episode?
Number three, I had Summer.
What?
I had Summer, number three.
What
now, Summer, well, here's what happened with Summer. She went all over the place crying to every broad that would listen to her how her ex-boyfriend's now engaged and she's got nobody and she's turned 30 and she may never be married, blah, 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 kayfabe. Every broad gets this. And then one of them said, well, you're partnered on TV with Fandango, just date him. And she's like, oh, yeah, I could do that. So she goes to old Fandango and sort of asks him out. She never really specified that it was a date, even though that's what she indicated to all the broads. So he was like, oh, she just wants to get dinner, no big deal. And he rents a car. They go to a bar. She's drinking moonshine out of a mason jar or something. And they go back to his place. And she's like, oh, do you want to go to the hot tub? And he's like, no, I don't really. And then she jumps on his lap, straddles him like a stripper, and sticks her tongue down his throat for 2 or 3 minutes. And then blue balls old Fandango. She's like,
oh,
yeah,
man.
I feel weird. Not gonna go any farther than that. And Fandango's like, well, I can't stand up now. And she's like, eh, I'll get you a bottle of water. It'll be good enough. What kind of garbage was that?
I don't know. She was just trying to get what she could get. I don't fault her. I thought that she was very funny in this episode. So she's not in my top three, but I enjoyed her this episode. This was the most likable she's been in this on this show, I think.
Even last week when she was my number one like because she pointed out to Natty, isn't this a men's bodybuilding magazine? When Natty was all proud of being featured in it.
Well, that's true. But, you know, you got to feel bad for Summer. Her ex got engaged. So, you know, that puts women in the weird moods.
Now, let's say someone you work with says, hey, Zane, you want to get some dinner and maybe a hot tea? And so you're like, I like hot tea and dinner. So you go, you have the hot tea and dinner, and you go back, and you're like, hey, would you like to get in the hot tub? And she's like, instead, I'll do this. And she just straddles. She sticks her tongue down your throat for 5 minutes. Stands up. She's like, yeah, this is weird. I'm just going to go. Here's a nice cold glass of water. And just walks out. How would you feel?
Who paid for the dinner?
I'm going to guess you had to.
Ooh. She didn't leave the tip or anything?
Nope, she was just like, oh, well, I'll let you get it, plus the cost of the rental car.
Ooh, but she's a coworker?
Yes.
Okay, then you can write that off on taxes. So I'm not going to get too upset. Not going to get too upset. But that you're leaving out some very important details in this. A, I don't have a hot tub. B, I'm married, so I probably wouldn't accept a dinner invitation with a single lady at work.
Well, it was hypothetical. It wasn't like an exact scenario.
Oh, okay. So in this hypothetical, are we in Tampa or can I be anywhere in the world?
I'm going to say you're south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Was she south of the Mason-Dixon line?
Yes, because your coworkers that see each other several times a week. And
so
you live within a mile of each other, apparently.
All right, I can see where you're going with that. I can see where you're going with that. So, all right, well, you want to hear my bottom third person?
Yes.
I've got somebody on here that you seem to enjoy in this episode, but I thought she was pretty shitty. I've got Nicole on here in my bottom. Have you ever been, like, you're married. Did you guys have a big wedding or anything?
No.
Okay. The bridesmaid dresses are a big deal. And the bride does not want to be outshone during her. And so when Nicole said, hey, I'm the maid of honor, I just thought that was shitty. She wanted to show boobs. She wanted to be in a fire red dress. You know, she wanted to outshine her sister on her sister's wedding day. And sorry, Nicole is not spending, I don't know how much money that the Danielsons spent on their wedding, but the bride does not want to be outshone on that day. So I thought that was pretty shitty.
Now, I'm with you on that. I didn't have Nicole in my list at all, but she was pretty bad because basically she didn't want to be having it thrown in her face. Oh, you're never going to get married, but why don't you watch me get married instead? And I'll make you do all this wedding stuff, and I'll keep bringing up how it'll never happen for you ever in your life. And, you know, it kind of felt badly for Nicole, but at the same time, she's trying to just ruin this wedding for her sister, and she's trying to make sure she gets the center of attention at the wedding, because I'm sure in her head she's like, well, if everyone watches me instead of Bree, it'll be like I'm having a wedding instead.
That's why she was my number three worst person. So, were there anybody on this show that you liked?
Yes, I came up with the top three. Now, number three, I had John Cena, who may have been as delightful as anyone you would ever meet in the limited time he had.
Explain.
Oh, they're at the gym, and John Cena is basically in charge of this workout for himself, both Bellas, and Bryan Danielson. And he's trying to run this workout, and he's teaching Nikki proper form on the lifts, and he's teaching her to box jump. And he doesn't get furious when Brie Bella keeps running over, asking her ridiculous wedding questions that could wait until after they're finished working out. He keeps his composure. And then after that's done and Nikki was kind of furious, he looks at Nikki and he says, did you just say you wanted to focus on your sister's snatch?
That was pretty funny. That was not bad. That was not bad. Right. My number three, we're going in reverse order, correct?
Correct.
Okay, my number three was Gracie, who I portrayed in Total Dialogue. That's Trinity's mom, and the reason that I picked her was because she was the orator of truth in this episode, where she laid down, like, you know, you should probably talk to your husband about this, and I don't want to get in trouble with him. So that's why she was my number three.
I could sort of see that. Gracie made her first, I believe her only appearance in the entire series, She might have had a cameo during the wedding last week, but I didn't notice it. But they should have a show with her and Derek Mack where they're both appearing, because I want to get to the bottom of what happened. Did she refuse to give the cookie and the potatoes to Derek Mack? Is that why they're no longer together?
Well, we need to have him back on the show so we can ask him or get Gracie on the, on here.
Absolutely. I believe we are in talks with Derek Mack on a return, so hopefully we'll have him back so we can get to the bottom of this. And did you get the impression that Gracie used to forget her pills because she kind of had this look on her face like, oh, this is going to be a lot more convenient. Kind of like, oh, I wish I had this option when I was your age.
Yes. Yes, it probably runs in the family. So, but that was good that she was taking her daughter to get it taken care of. But she was trying to get her to talk to her husband about it as well. So, all right, who do you have as your number two?
Number two, I had John. Now, the reason I have John, he didn't get overly upset when he got blue balled. He was okay. Yeah. He remained calm. And he gets to the performance center. And he proved that he's not completely stupid because he realized, hey, she normally doesn't wear big roll of purple tape around her arm. I better get to the bottom of this. And then when she explained it, he didn't get overly upset like he has in the past, because previous episodes he just lost control and he would throw things, he'd storm out, but he kept it under control and he's like, I just wish you would have consulted me on it, but since it's done, we'll just deal with it and move on with our lives. Didn't throw anything, didn't storm out. He kind of grew as a person in this episode.
Well, and also he did react after she told him about it at the WWE Performance Center in the ring. He just said, I just want to be there for you. So I thought that that was nice, you know. He wasn't upset at her. He was pissed, but he wasn't, you know, it blew over, but he wishes that he could have been there to help. For my number two, I have the random tourist at Salty's because there's nothing like better than an awkward first date. Well, you have a bunch of cameras around you, and then a bunch of random tourists buy you a giant shot of Fireball. So those guys were my number two most favorite.
Now, has this experience happened to you? Is that what you're saying?
I've never been to Salty's, but next time I'm down in the Tampa area, I will go there, and I will hopefully not be on a first date, but hopefully I'll be on a date with my wife there. And some random tourists will buy me shots of Fireball.
It's a possibility. Hopefully there will also be cameras involved.
Yeah, oh, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure there will be.
Now, do you think that Mrs. Bearded Wonder might reenact the entire scene with Summer, and she'll just be the one to straddle you, and then, hey, that's too weird.
We can always hope. I doubt it, but we can always hope. Once again, I don't have a hot tub, so but maybe we can say, you know, the bathtub or something. Hey, you want to get in the bathtub? And I'll be like, not really, and then she'll just straddle.
Some hotels have hot tubs that you could use.
Well, that's true. What was up with his, I don't know if that was a hotel that he was staying in or an apartment, but the weird green pillows on the couch.
I got the impression it was just an apartment that he had. He probably got it when he first moved to Tampa, part of NXT, and just never felt the desire or the need to move out of there since he wasn't home very often.
Okay. Do you think that he shares that apartment with other wrestlers?
I don't think he does. I think he probably got just a small apartment in a halfway decent complex and just kept it himself, thinking he would eventually get up to the main roster fairly soon. Because this was a kind of the beginning stages of old Fandango's big push, if you'll recall. So he wasn't really making the big money just yet. He had just started getting main roster money.
Well, that's true. That's true. All right, who did you have as your number one favorite this week?
Number one, I had Kathy Colas this week.
Okay, for what reason?
Well, Kathy, she was the voice of motherly concern. First, she went out with her niece and her daughter, Bree, to look at these dresses. And she knew in the back of her mind, this is really going to upset Nicole because Nicole's never going to get married, apparently. But yet, Bree, at the exact same time that Nikki's going through the truth that she'll never be married, Bree's getting married and rubbing it in her sister's face by doing this. So she's like, I hope there's not a backlash. And once there was a backlash, it took Kathy Colas to explain to Bree, don't you think maybe just a little bit, it's painful for your sister to have to watch you put on wedding dress after wedding dress and then have to try on all of these bridesmaid dresses and deal with your invitations and your table settings and everything, knowing she'll never have this for her own wedding because she'll never be married ever in her life. And Bree actually listened to Kathy Colas and went and apologized. So Kathy Colas was a hero in this episode.
Yeah, I guess. But maybe she should have raised her daughters better to not have to fight over stuff like that.
Well, to be fair, look at the father. I blame the father.
Hey, he's just getting his. He's just getting his. He doesn't. You shouldn't judge him.
Huh. I don't know, because he was making out with his daughters in one episode, and they talked about how peeled up and drunk he used to be. What kind of influence was he on those poor, young, impressionable girls?
Yeah, but how did JJ turn out okay?
I don't know that he did, because he's hot for his own sister, Bree.
All right. Well, I had as my number one, old Fandango. The reason was because he had so many great lines tonight. When Summer's first asked him out, he's in the back eating on something out of a styrofoam container. And he's shirtless and he's in some slacks. Finishes talking with her and to leave, he doesn't say goodbye or anything. He says, I'm going to go put a shirt on. When they're talking in the car before the date, he says, I'm always single. I'll take whatever I can get. Now, if that's not a great line to say to somebody on a first date, I'm always single. I'll take whatever I can get. You know, I thought that was beautiful wordsmith by him. And then when they're going into the bar, he says, this is salty. This is where I come to get drunk. I thought that he was a master with the ladies, and if I were still single, I would be using those lines.
Maybe you could use one or two on Mrs. Bearded Wonder.
Well, I'm always single. I'll take whatever I can get. I'm not single, so I don't think she would like that.
Yeah, that one I would skip.
Yeah, maybe I can take her to the Alley Cat in Indianapolis and say, this is the Alley Cat. This is where I come to get drunk.
That would be gold.
And maybe tomorrow night for dinner I can just eat it without a shirt on and, you know, say, hey, I'm going to go put a shirt on. I don't know if that would entice her or not, but it's always worth trying, and I can let you guys know later on.
I hope it works out for you.
I appreciate that. All right, so on the teaser for tonight's episode, you said that there might be a new contest tonight. What, do you have any news on that?
Well, my understanding was that you were looking to babysit some kids. Contest to decide the kids.
So what are the contest rules for this?
The listeners can submit their choice for which kids you babysit at the Total Dudes Facebook page, the winner to be announced next week, those kids you'll get to babysit.
Is there any specific time that I need to babysit these kids? Or is it
just
convenient for me or for the parents?
I'll let you work out the details with the winner.
Okay, all right. So submit your inquiries to the Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex Facebook page of who Zane the Bearded Wonder Paisley should babysit. I prefer that it's actual human kids and not dogs, but if that's all you got, let me know. So submit your responses to that.
Now, QT is going to ask this question. I'll get it out of the way. What if it's a robot kid?
I don't know if there are such a thing as robot kids, because I know he's into the sex robots, but I think that's one of the best things about having sex with a robot is that you're not going to have any kids from it.
I bet in Japan they have some, because they got some weird robot stuff in Japan.
Okay. Yes, it would be. I would babysit a robot kid. That'd be easier to take care of than a dog.
And you could always pull the plug if it got out of line.
That's true. Or take away its batteries. So I know that NWA Blue Collar Wrestling, big show Sunday night, champion versus champion, Pacific Northwest champion Bad Blood versus the NWA Continental champion Will Huckabee. What else you got going on?
Well, Friday afternoon we continue Rex Month with NWA Blue Collar Senior Official T-Rex.
Ooh.
That's on tap for Sign Guys Wrestling Show. We'll end with
okay,
T-Rex.
Wait a second. I'll listen to the show, but can you give me, why is he called T-Rex? Does he have really tiny arms? Wouldn't that be
yes.
hard to count the pinfalls?
He has mastered it over his 18 years in the business, but yes, tiny arms.
Okay, and that's why he's called T-Rex?
Yes.
That's beautiful.
And I will throw out, he also has hats available for purchase if you're looking for any last-minute Christmas gifts.
Oh, very nice. So pick up your Will Huckabee T-shirts and your T-Rex hats this weekend.
Yes. And then also on Sunday on Turnbuckle Turmoil, we continue with BS Month. Just confirmed within the last hour, Bart Smith, referee out of the North Carolina area, will be joining us.
Ooh, Bart Smith out of North Carolina.
Yes. And also, I forgot to mention on Friday, apparently, it's the Turnbuckle Turmoil holiday party.
Ooh. Is Miss Cameron Starr going to make the trek out there?
Doubtful, because she hates flying. Hates it with a passion.
Okay.
But it's possible.
Anything else going on, Time Guy?
I think that...
Episode 42, you're going to have JoJo the Time Traveling Mole Baby, right?
That is my understanding for next week.
Okay.
So do you have anything going on this week?
Well, if our listeners get a chance to check out the Undisputed Wrestling Show, we had our 100th episode on the Angry Marks Podcast Network last night. So it is available on iTunes, direct download, angrymarks.com. We had some of my favorite guests of all time. We had Mr. Dan the Beast Severn on. I got to talk to him about beef and noodles and green beans, and he did drop a bomb on us that in 2016 he will be fighting Ken Shamrock again for the third time. So that will be an interesting thing. Also, we had on Troy Miller. Big Daddy franchise Troy Miller was on last night. and Bad Blood did a run in and talked some smack with the Morningstar Will Huckabee. So it was a great episode. Next week we've got Jimmy Cicero. Wise guy Jimmy Cicero will be on. And also on next week, I believe that TVZ will be on. So it should be a great show next week. On Friday, I will be at WCWO, the Outlaw Arena, to announce some winners and some losers and some combatants and some stipulations and some submissions and pinfalls and intermissions and thank you, good night. So that'll be a great time this weekend at WCWO.
Sounds like a full week. And to answer your question, last week on the Undisputed Wrestling Show, I believe I am the official assigned Bad Blood versus Will Huckabee.
Very excited for that. So has anybody gotten into your ear about, you know, calling something one way or another? Anybody been tempting you with cases of tea or anything like that?
I do not allow myself to be put in that position. Bad Blood tries to intimidate me from time to time, as you may have seen, but I'm beyond reproach. I wouldn't want Bruce Sarp to suspend me for life.
No, no, definitely not. I wonder if Bruce Sarp will be there. Well, do you think he'll be there?
I've not heard that, but definitely he gets mentioned at the show every week when we do the introduction to the NWA Blue Collar events.
Did you watch New Japan Pro Wrestling on Access TV this past week?
I did not get a chance this week yet.
Oh, yeah, check it out. Bruce Sarp is featured heavily on it. It came out with Chase Owens and with Iron Man Rob Conway. So it was nice seeing old Bruce out in Japan. Oh, I forgot to also mention this week on the Undisputed Wrestling Show, Billy Rock will be on with us. So we've got a triple header, Wise Guy Jimmy Cicero, Billy Rock, and TVZ. So should be a great episode.
TVZ has fought many a Billy Rock student in their day.
Yes, he has. Yes, they have. Yes, they have. And taken. I believe it was Tom Van Zandt took on one of his students this past week. Took on Ulfric the Wolf King, recent graduate of the School of Rock. So, Ulfric the Wolf King. So, there you go.
Very nice.
All right, well, anything else you need to add before we sign off?
I think that does it for me.
Well, I really appreciate you giving me a shot on here. It was a lot of fun, and I hope that our three or four listeners enjoyed it half as much as you would have enjoyed it with Rex on the show. I don't scream as much as him. I've only had 2.5 beers during our hour-long conversation, but I hope that everybody enjoyed it.
Are you still going to listen to the show despite being on it?
That's tempting. I'm not sure. I don't like to listen to myself. How about you? Do you listen to your own shows?
Sometimes. Okay. It kind of depends on the circumstance, but sometimes.
Well, I think it would be a real twist this week is if Rex made some memes about the show.
It really would. Think of all the memes he could make. A Miss Piggy and Paul one. He can make a Billy Rock one. He can make one about old Fandango getting blue balled. There are all kinds of possibilities.
There are many, many possibilities. And I pre-made a meme for this show, so you can't be mad at me if I don't make any this week. I pre-made one and sent it to you. So if you can post that on the Total Dudes Facebook page, I would appreciate it.
I shall.
All right. Well, for our missing in action, Rex Sharp, for Sign Guy, I am Zane, the Bearded Wonder Paisley. Have a fantastic week.
Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. It's time.